1965. Again, minor style changes were incorporated into 1965's models. Side front fender louvers were adapted to functional vertical slots. Wheel covers and rocker panel moldings were given even cleaner lines. Hood recesses were removed, and horizontal grille bars were painted black, while outer trim rings remained dressed with chrome. Under the hood was another matter. Corvette's big block engines entered the scene. The turbojet V8, which created a special bulge in the hood, was rated at 425 horsepower with 396 cubic inch displacement. It also marked the end of temperamental small block fuel injection systems that had been around since 1957. Four-wheel disc brakes became standard, but buyers could still choose drum brakes while supplies lasted. Other popular options introduced in 65 were side mount exhausts, gold-walled nylon cord tires, telescoping steering column, and teak wood steering wheels. For convenience, an inside rearview mirror was also offered. Model sales for the year climbed to 23,562 units. The basic coupe cost $4,321 and a convertible $4,106.